Friday morning here at the Maria and Chad Show. We like to find out what's new in theaters. It's that time of year where the good stuff comes out, you know, because they're all trying to win awards, I think.
Yeah.
They say the good stuff comes out.
Cecily Knobler is right there. If you heard her voice, you actually see all these movies in advance right there in Hollywood, so you can tell us whether or not they're good or bad.
That's right. I'm here to try to save you money. And as we speak, I'm actually getting an email with our Critics' Choice because I get to nominate the Critics' Choice.
Oh.
So I can't see my... My eyes are so bad that I can't see my phone. I got real riled up.
Who hosts that type of an award show?
Well, one year it was really weird. They got Olivia Munn. I mean, they're trying to get comics, but everybody was like, what?
Yeah, there's another award show?
Yeah, well, not only that, she was not not especially funny.
No.
And for some reason, I was seated at her table, at the table of her friends, and they all had the same, like, I guess the same Botox person because their faces were all exactly the same. And I don't say that to be mean, but they're, you know, they kind of have that resting mean face.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
She has. They all had it. It was really scary.
Kind of like it.
Okay, let's talk about the movies first, and then maybe if I can read my phone, I can tell you some of our big nominations.
Okay.
Let's start with, finally, some good news. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Now, before you complain that we didn't need another superhero Spider-Man movie, especially not as some sort of spinoff, let me tell you, this is written by one of the guys, at least, who brought us the Lego movies and 21 Jump Street reboots, which I love both, right?
Oh, boy. Uh-huh.
Big fan. It's been done again. I don't want to give too much away because it's always about the special surprises with these films that kind of help make it work. But just know this. You do not have to be a fan of Marvel, of comic books, of Spider-Man, even spiders. You don't even like spiders to love this.
Okay.
It's fun for kids and the rest of us. I really enjoy this. This is a lot of fun. So, yes, thumbs up for that.
Okay.
Also opening is Peter Jackson's Mortal Engines, a.k.a. its original title. What? Why? It begs the question, what if cities in the apocalyptic future were on robot wheels?
Okay. I'm going to pass.
Yeah. Well, did Bumblebee write this?
Yeah, exactly.
Does he have a development deal or something? This is so stupid, it's not even fun. This movie should just get a Twitter account and troll people just all day. That's what it's so, it's nonsensical, it's loud, overstuffed, and then it's very serious on top of that. It takes itself very seriously. In other words, I loved it. I'm kidding, D minus.
I bet.
Now, Clint Eastwood's The Mule did not screen for critics yet, but I do know it's the story of a sweet donkey named Albert who has a romance. Oh, wait, that's a different mule? No? This one involves a drug cartel. I can't say that Eastwood isn't smart for not screening this. I wouldn't either. You know, I'm not, maybe it's great, but like, he's one of those guys, he's been around long enough that he does not care what we say, and
right.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't either, so.
The commercial, the trailer, I think it looks like it could be pretty good. No?
Wow. All you saw was a trailer, and you're being so critical.
I mean, that's right. It's like you're channeling Clint.
Yeah.
You're right.
All right.
I will leave that there. I was able to get our nominations up for the 24th annual Critics' Choice Awards that I get to vote in and go to.
What do we know?
It's interesting because I get to help nominate, right? I'm just one of 200 people that do that, and sometimes my stuff gets in, and sometimes it doesn't. I'll tell you what got nominated for Best Picture, and then do you want me to tell you if I gave it a nomination or not?
Yes.
Black Panther was nominated Best Picture. I did not vote for that, but I do like it.
Yep.
Black Klansman, definitely a vote for that.
Huge movie.
Yes. The Favorite, no. First Man, absolutely not. Green Book, yes.
Mm-hmm.
If Beale Street Could Talk, I haven't finished it. I will. Mary Poppins Returns, 100% yes.
Yeah.
Roma, very good. A Star is Born, yes. Vice, yes. And we're going to talk about Vice coming up pretty soon.
I can't wait. Yeah, next week I want to hear all about that.
Oh, that's, yeah, because, well, yeah, we're going to have to do kind of next week through the end, you know, because we're all going away, so...
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a lot to talk about.
Special Christmas break edition of Cecily Knobler.
Basically, I'm going to give you like 15 reviews next week.
I like it. Good deal. Well, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.